Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Across New England, historic districts are focused on maintaining a certain old-world look and feel that can be at odds with some efforts to confront climate change. It's a showdown happening now on Cape Cod, even among people who live in more recently built homes. Eve Zukoff reports some homeowners are encountering problems when they try to put up solar panels.
We can probably go out here. It's probably better.
When Yarmouth resident John Beach steps out into his backyard, he sees two things he's proud of: a sprawling garden filled with tomatoes, zucchini, and berries, and the 12 solar panels installed on his roof.
I kind of like them. It sort of suggests that at least I'm aware of some things.
Some things, meaning climate change and the power of renewable energy to drive down planet-warming emissions. Beach worked with a solar company that initially proposed panels on the back and front of his house. But the Yarmouth Old Kings Highway Historic District Committee told him that the panels on the front would be
historically inappropriate, that it was visually inconsistent with the standards of the Historic Commission.
Beach was frustrated. His neighbors just two doors down have solar panels on the front of their house. The Historic Committee told him that's because the house is set back with trees in the yard. That answer for Beach was maddening.
I certainly respect what they're trying to do. I mean, I live here partly for that reason, but I think we need to become more aware of the nexus between historic preservation and the needs to safeguard our environment.
The 45,000 some people who live in this 80 square mile historic district on Cape Cod are required to get approval from historic committees for solar installations that are visible from a public way. Over the last few decades, many who've had their solar plans challenged or denied describe the committee's decisions as being inconsistent, arbitrary, and unobjective. But the committees remain steadfast. Tourists and locals alike love seeing history before them. And solar panels on the front of a house can read like billboards for modernity.
When you start messing with the street view of your house, we have a legal right on behalf of the public to make a judgment of the appropriateness of it.
That's Jim Wilson, who manages the appeal process for the Old Kings Highway Regional Historic District Committee. The job is to only approve solar panels on homes when they present a minimal visual impact on the neighborhood. And that right there is often the source of the argument. What defines a minimal visual impact? Still, the historic committees have made changes to accommodate solar. Now, proposals to install all-black panels on all-black roofs on houses built less than 75 years ago don't have to plead their case to town historic committees.
You don't have to go through a hearing. You simply fill out this form, show us that you meet the criteria for an exemption, and that's all you have to do.
This exemption is sort of a game changer. It's just proof that they're listening and they're trying to work with us.
That's Angela Hemela, a partner at Solar Rising, a solar company based in Mashpee. She says even with the exemption, it's still more costly and time-consuming to install solar panels in the historic district. And she says there's one more thing we should be considering.
Cape Cod also has the highest electric rates in the state. The reality of it is that the people that live in these houses are being charged an astronomical amount from the utility, and installing solar is a great way to combat that.
Even though he only has solar panels on the back of his house, Yarmouth resident John Beach has seen a 50% drop in his electric bills. And these days, he and his wife are frequently checking the solar app that shows how much energy they're using.
And if we see a little blip in the chart, I'll say, oh, you kept left the stove on too long. Or she'll tell me, oh, you took too long a shower and the hot water heater was on for too long.
Today, a bill proposed by State Senator Julian Sear is working its way through the State House. It could define solar panels in historic districts as public necessities, just like utility poles and wires. If that becomes law, historic committees would have far less power over solar approvals. That could allow John Beach to install solar also on the front of his house where he wanted it. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Eve Zukoff.